So we're back in the house, and...
Back? We never left.
And we're back watching everyone's favorite show of card games and cultural appropriation, Yu-Gi-Oh! This go around, I like how we completely skipped over GX and are watching 5Ds.
I have been suggesting watching GX for years, and you won't. So
no. Okay, at this point, I do want to watch it. I just want to go backwards at this point, watch it. But
good
with 5G, with 5Ds, I feel like I was really more interested in watching it because I watched some of GX. I watched none of 5Ds whatsoever.
Gotcha. My relationship with GX, the reason I love it so much is because I watched it in middle school and thought it was like the funniest show I've ever seen. And it is. It's out there. It's an interesting brick in the foundation of Yu-Gi-Oh! But we can, I'm excited now that you actually want to watch it because I will definitely rewatch that. And I actually haven't seen a lot of the later stuff because it's very, very, very light and then it gets very dark very quickly.
Well, yeah, I've only seen like the first part of it where it's fairly light. I've gotten up to like where I think they were doing like a school-wide brawl where it was just like between the three different factions or whatever, and I think that was as far as I had gotten, because like back then the like release schedule for that show was like so inconsistent where it'd be like some Saturdays there are new episodes, some there aren't. And then when you're a kid you have like no control over what you do on the weekend,
right? Yeah, exactly, that's true. Yeah, my initial take on 5Ds was that I was really surprised and get the like concept of it, because the first two, like Duel Monsters and GX, are like okay, Duel Monsters is like, all right, like we're gonna like just compete in all these card game competitions and we're gonna like kind of travel the world and like see what's up and blah blah blah. And the second one is like, all right, we're at school, like learning dueling, and like, you know, we have like stuff going on at school and blah 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 blah. And then this one is like, so there's Trash Island where all the poor people live and are forced to like work in garbage. And then there's Rich Island where all of the wealthy people live. And there's also this like strange, like it's basically about outlaws, but like, yeah, I guess outlaws. It's very like edgy.
Yeah. That's the funny
and
thing
I was
about
surprised,
it.
Yeah, I was surprised at the whole concept of it, because I mean, I think in general, like Yu-Gi-Oh! Is so much more edgy than people realize, because it gets translated into the like American version is like they really just like gloss over a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
like we were just talking about, they don't actually kill anybody. Whereas in the original, in the Japanese version, like multiple people die per season.
All the time.
Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, I think in the original, like when Yugi was battling like Paradox or whatever, there was like that Shadow Blade thing. It's like, no, I think in that one it like literally cut off his legs.
Yeah. Like, and I think even from the original manga to the anime, they cut things out, because like the original manga is even like worse.
Yeah.
It's very violent and dark from what I've seen.
Yeah, I don't have the patience to go back and like read it, although it does make you like wonder what the manga is like, right? Like I imagine, well, there's much less card gaming since
I think there's an equal amount of card gaming. I think it's just like more relevant a lot, and it's less drawn out, because in the anime they have to like make it like 17 episodes per card game, and I think in the manga it's like, okay, this chapter is a card game and this chapter is a plot and this chapter is a card game and da 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 da. So I think it's like much more like plot relevant, just because who has the time to draw all of that?
Exactly.
But I have also heard that the manga explains everything so much better. Like all of the lore of like the ancient Egyptian spirits and where Duel Monsters comes from and like all that sort of stuff. I think like that's what I've heard, is like it makes so much sense in the manga because it's actually plotted out, and then in the anime it's just like, well, we are here.
It's not like in the anime it doesn't make sense, it's just very hokey. That's
hokey, and I think a lot of it gets really convoluted towards the end.
Yeah, because I mean for the most part it's like Pegasus, why was that say Paradox? Pegasus, he went to fucking Egypt and was just like, because he was basically like an archaeologist or something or some bullshit like that. And then
just a rich guy.
Yeah. And then made like a fucking card game. Like he wasn't a fucking card game whiz. He just made a card game out of it.
He's like, oh, you know what? This would be fun as a children's trading card game.
And he was right.
And he was right. And we stand.
Well, so Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds. Well, from what I've been able... Well, what we've been able to extrapolate, because at this point, we're pretty deep in, so we know the plot.
We're deep in, but, like, we've only gotten to the beginning of season 2, right?
Yeah, the technical season 2. But on Hulu, it's still season 1.
Yeah. Anyway, Hulu.
They really do just be throwing all the shit in there like that. Like, I feel like with, like, the show I watch, Black Clover, I feel like that technically... It's on multiple seasons. Like, I'm on episode 120 something at this point. I think it's almost 130. But on Hulu, they only have like the first 50 episodes. They were simulcasting it at one point and then just stopped. And I feel like I've talked about this multiple times. I'm just very annoyed that they stopped simulcasting it. And now I've got to go someplace else and do that when I watch all of my bullshit on Hulu. And they keep adding animes. They keep adding anime shit.
Yeah, Hulu definitely has a good anime selection.
Yeah, they just added, like, some more. There was, like, a series premiere that started, like, the other day or something, and they recommended it to me. I was just like, sure. I haven't watched it yet, but I have it saved on my stuff.
I have not been watching any anime at all recently, so jumping into this was quite the experience.
Quite the starter. With this one, like you were saying, this one's a lot edgier than the other ones, because, I mean, it takes place with Domino City, which we recognize from the original. So, like I was saying, all interweave. All of these series interweave because, like, we have Domino City, which was brought on in the first one, which I get... Did Kaiba fucking found the city or something? He, like...
No. So...
Did he buy it?
So I think here's what I can glean. In first one, in Duel Monsters, which is set in Domino City, which is like a fictional Tokyo, essentially, which is also an island,
Yeah.
I was thinking about that in this one because they, like, kept referring to it as an island. And I was like, wait, is Domino City an island? I guess it is. It's just one city. Anyway, we don't have time for that. Domino City is just where it's set. Kaiba in the first one is, like, obviously he's this, like, teenage CEO billionaire who has pretty much taken... He didn't invent Duel Monsters, but he has taken Duel Monsters to another level. He's, like... come up with all this technology. He comes up with these tournaments. So he's already a mogul. And
I mean, he's really brought on Duel Discs. Duel Discs changed the game. They used to have to do it in those big ass fucking rig bullshits.
Right. He basically, like, changed the game. He, like, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, a good, like, comparison, like a real world comparison.
He's Steve Jobs.
I guess it's like he's like Bill Gates.
Yeah. Or something.
Oh, or like, no, he's more like Steve Jobs. Like, he, like, it's like, okay, computers existed before Apple, but, like, then Apple became the, like, standard, the, like, tech standard, right?
Yeah.
So Kaiba is the Steve Jobs.
If you will.
Of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Universe.
Yeah.
So then in GX, there's references to...
Duel
Academy. He invented this... Well, he invented the school. Yeah, he owns that school. He founded it. GX is only set 10 years after Monsters, I think, because there's, like, in the very first episode, there's a cameo from Yugi where he's, like, older. And it's basically just Yami. It's very funny.
I mean, we can get into that homosexuality metaphor.
Yeah. We'll get there. So then what I think about 5Ds is that it's set way, way in the future because they're calling it New Domino City. And I don't think anybody of the world that we have been familiar with in Duel Monsters or GX, like, is alive anymore. I think this is, like, way in the future.
It is.
I think that, yeah, it's like Kaiba Corp has just pretty much become, you know, is like Google or Apple or, like, any of Amazon, like, any of those tech companies that have just, like, monopolized this city and are, I don't know, basically, like, the tech and the money behind this city. So
Yeah.
I don't think he really, like, founded the city, but, like, Kaiba Corp, like, in, like, runs the city, essentially, because it's such a, such a big company.
Well, because they definitely mentioned Duel Academy in this series, so you know Duel Academy exists. It's just not where our main character is from. He's from the satellite, which is, that's why I think they call it New Domino City, is because, like, the satellite was part of, that was the original part of the city, and then, like, it split off and part of it literally, like, fell into the ocean. So, like, that's the little
bit that... When did that happen? In, like, how long ago did that happen in the context of what we're watching? Because I couldn't figure that out.
Well, however old Yusei is, he's, like, what, 20, maybe 19?
He doesn't seem that old. They're all supposed to be teenagers.
Okay, so he might be, like, 15, somewhere between 15 and 17, I'm gonna say.
But when Jack spills the tea, which was not, which genuinely when that happened, because up until then, the plot, they just kept repeating plot points over and over again.
Yeah.
When he spills that tea about Issei, I was like, oh, damn, like, that really got me. That was a plot twist. But when he talks about how Yusei is actually from New Domino City, he says that he was shipped off to the satellite, right? So the satellite already existed.
Yeah, because all of those other kids, they're, like, from there. Do you know what's really funny? Is this really is very reminiscent of, like, Descendants. But
That's what I said when I texted you. I was like, this is literally Descendants, where they're just forcing the poor people to live on Trash Island.
I love that. So yeah, they live on, most of them are from Trash Island, but Yusei was shipped there when he was a kid to live in an orphanage. And
his parents.
Yeah, died. No one knows what, because his parents died, but I'm just like, but also, were they trying to hide this kid? That's what it seems like. I mean, that's obviously where they're probably gonna go. Like, they were trying to hide this kid.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. So my understanding of it is that we're, like, way, way in the future, and basically...
I mean, we have to be. They're on these, fucking dual runner bike things, I'm like...
For a second, I was like, wait, we haven't even brought up the motorcycle.
Yeah, that's the 5Ds.
I forgot entirely about the motorcycle the first time.
I'm really glad that
I just have to say that the series has made me laugh so much. The first time they dueled on the motorcycles, like, I could not stop laughing.
It is really funny. They're like, you have to get speed counters so that you can play speed spells. And I'm just like, why? What is the point of this? Like, they really were just like, they're like, Duel Monsters is so boring now. All we do is watch people play cards. You know what would be really funny? NASCAR while playing cards.
Oh my god, it's just so funny. But I have to say, like, once I got over how hilarious the motorcycles were as a concept, I was like, okay, I actually like that. I like the design of everybody's runners, also the fact that they call them dual runners and not just fucking motorcycles. Also the fact I like the design of everybody's and how, like, okay, everybody has their own, like, very unique bike that, like, maybe they've built themselves or, like, whatever. And also the fact that you can take the dual disc in and out of the bike to, like, I thought that was cool. Because we do see some old school dueling.
I know. And I was very happy about that. I was like, oh, thank God. No, what's really funny, because the thing is I was like, the fucking dual runner thing is going to get old really quickly if it's all that. So I'm like, we need to diversify. Especially because, like, especially with Yusei, he just plays the same, like, five cards over and over again, and I'm just like, I'm bored. So, what's really interesting, because, I mean, even Yugi fucking switched up his deck at some point, but,
Yugi's deck was the best, though. It had all the, like, classic, you know.
It's true.
The gang was all there.
No, what I find very funny about, like, the, Duel Runner thing is that they've basically told us that Duel Monsters has become, like, a primary currency type thing. And I find that hilarious, especially with, like, the cops dueling people to pull them over. Meaning you can outrun the cops if you're good enough at Duel Monsters.
It's basically, and this has been established, like, since season one, episode one. It's like, if you're good at dueling, you can basically do anything you fucking want to.
For all you lose. No, but they definitely say that, or they kind of do that with, whatchamacallit, when they were doing the tournament, because the random people in the tournament, like, there was the guy who was the detective, He was just like, I was gonna become, like, I was at Duel Academy and I was gonna become this really top duelist. And then the psychic girl beat me and then I became a fucking detective.
I wonder about the, like, people must have regular jobs on top of it, right? I think it's just, like, if there were no, like, if sport didn't exist and there was only one sport, and that sport was, like, the main thing that everybody did all the time, even the cops. Like, that, like that's how I think of it. And I'm like, but what about other occupations? Like, obviously people are, like, doctors and stuff in, you know, in this world. Like, we have some normal,
I mean, this is the number one dueling hospital in Japan.
That's the same word Jack is in the hospital. I can't even talk about Jack. Such a funny character.
They need to do a Grey's Anatomy version of like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh my god, actually though.
Where it only takes place in the school. Not the school, the hospital. So they like hospital. Go from being like little they go from being surgical interns to interns to surgeons, but you also follow them through med school. It's like med/dueling academy.
Yeah. Well, that's, I'm like, okay, so like, I don't know, like dueling is an occupation, but it's also, you can just do it. I can't get into this because I'm gonna.
I mean, I'm the number one hairstylist and duelist in the country.
I was thinking about it when God, what's her name? The witch, the Akiza. Mm-hmm. When she, the first time we saw her duel, I was like, oh, if I was in this universe and I had a deck, this is probably what it would be, because it was all like
plants,
like spooky plants and like crazy like witch spells and stuff. And I was like, yeah, that would be my deck. I love that.
She's the My Valentine of this series.
No, stop. She doesn't even get close to My Valentine.
No, I mean, she's the My Valentine in the sense that she's, like, the token female top duelist. Like, there's only
That's
one.
True, yeah.
Only one. And a child.
Yeah, no. You know that there can only be one woman.
One woman and a female child.
No, actually, I thought there was a surprising amount of female characters
I love that you pointed out beforehand, you're like, there are no female characters in this.
Yeah, because they all come later. Like, in the first, like, 10 to 15 episodes, there's literally no, except the little girl, and then we get Akiza, and then we get the weird reporter, and...
Oh, I love her.
The supermodel girl. We have Jack's assistant, you know, she's important.
Oh, that's who she is? I thought she was the cop's assistant for some reason.
I'm pretty sure... Well, she works for the,
She works for
guy.
The dude, yeah. So she's like...
like, we know everybody's name.
Well, I don't know his name. He's the dude with the hair. Who's clearly...
Director.
Yeah, he's clearly evil. Obviously.
Oh my god, he's so evil. I'm pretty sure that she works for him, but she's, like, mainly Jack's assistant.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway. Let's get into the characters. There are only 700 of them so far.
That's true. It's very
and
true.
And counting.
With this one, though, I feel as though... This is the most cohesive of, like, the character introductions, like, the way that you meet them and how they interact with the world. I mean, with the original series,
really?
It was just kind of, like, Yugi and his friends and then, like, the random people they would meet along the way. I mean, it's kind of that with 5Ds, but he kind of gets away from his original friends very early on.
Yeah, that also surprised me. Again, like, breaking from the format of the first two series where it was, like, it's a group of friends and it's a group of, like, ragtag misfits, like, that sort of formula. And then in this one, it's just, like, well, we have Yusei and he just kind of is moving through the world and here's all the people that are connected to him and why.
And then he goes to jail.
Well, yeah. Yes. Yeah, I think it's interesting how, like, we just keep, like Yusei just keeps interacting with characters, and then we keep following those characters even when we're, like, even when he moves away from them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just keep following what everybody's doing.
Yeah, this is very much a story of the downtrodden versus just Yusei's story.
Which is interesting because Yusei as a character to me is so bland. He really does
Your
not have a
stock.
personality, which I was like, this is a choice.
He's definitely your stock hero.
He just is a good person, I guess. Like, he likes his friends, and he'll play a card game for you if he thinks you're a good guy. And that's pretty much pretty much what he does. He just really, everything that happens, he's just kind of like, all right. Like, well, yeah, that's there's sure.
He's the
I mean, like
dude.
I said, he's the what?
He's the dude. He's the guy. He's the catalyst for the chain.
I guess. Anyway, I mean, like I said to you, I think I said this to you last night. I cannot believe that this is just about ex-boyfriends.
I mean, basically.
I was like, who came up with this? Whose plot idea was this?
We were best friends and boyfriends on Trash Island. And then, much like all boyfriends on Trash Island, they betray you and then
We had to break up.
they run off to Domino City.
We had to break up because of card games.
Because card games.
Because card games. Well, I love that Jack is basically just their version of Kaiba. Like, he does not care about anything other than dueling Yusei and beating him. He doesn't care about any of the lore shit. He's like shown like multiple times that he has some greater purpose in life and this whole destiny. He's like, I just care about card games.
Oh no, that's not true. He does care about the thing because he's made it a point. He's just like, because it was really funny. I remember it when he was riding on that fucking dual runner by himself, like going back to wherever the fuck he lives or whatever, like in that skyscraper. And he was like, he's like, I'm gonna be the one who protects the end of the world or defends the world or some bullshit like that. So he has a hero complex as well. So he wants to be.
It's true. Yeah, he does. I mean, it's basically all about his competition with Yusei, which is like again very Kaiba because he's just like, yeah, we're rivals, and Yusei's like, sure.
Yeah, it's funny because it's the opposite of the first series. It's more like GX where the main character, I forget him and the other guy who Chaz, I think his name is. Like, they have a rivalry, and he's just like, yeah, we're like fun competition rivals. And so it's somewhere up in there where he's like, you think we're rivals. I'm more like, we used to be best friends. I guess we're not friends anymore because you wanted to dick me over. So, sure.
Well, I feel like he wouldn't have anything to do with him except for that he stole his card. Like, he had to take that card. I'm like, why did you have to take that card? Like,
That did feel unnecessary. It really did. He's like, this.
I feel like it was to ensure that Yusei would come after him somehow.
Basic. It was like,
Otherwise,
I want to break up, but also follow me.
I Nobody follow. So we have our classic Yu-Gi-Oh! Hero versus villain dynamic going on. I feel like very, very true of the series. Although, interestingly enough, I feel like Jack is not as much of a villain as other Yu-Gi-Oh! Rivals have been in the past. He's a little bit more low-key because, like, he's not. I don't know. Like, Kaiba was a dick.
No, I agree with that because I mean Jack is a lot more likable in that sense because he did a dickish thing, but I think they want him to be a redeemable character. Very. It's not like Kaiba where it's like Kaiba is like a reluctant hero who has a role to play, but he's not, he's really more of like a neutral character.
Yeah, and Kaiba also had his brother, so that was like a whole other, and like his whole like adoption
Yeah, backstory. I like how they did that in this series, but with twins.
Yeah, well, there always has to be sibling drama. I'm gonna start a Yu-Gi-Oh! Drinking game. I decided during this, and in any Yu-Gi-Oh! Series, there's always sibling drama, which is probably true of anime just in general. But I feel like it's usually brothers. And then, what was the other one that I was like, oh, they're in a helicopter.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why there's always helicopters
Oh, do you know what I
or
do miss
blimps.
though? I miss the Kaiba helicopter music.
This is the Kaiba helicopter music.
what did it sound like? It was like, do you know what I'm talking about?
No. No, but I believe you.
You have to go watch like an old episode. I'm like, I don't know what it was. It's like every time Kaiba was, I'm going to my helicopter, it would be like, It was a time.
I believe you. I believe you.
You remember when he had like that blue eyes white dragon helicopter?
Oh, his private jet that was a fucking dragon. Yeah.
I'm like, how much more dorky can you get?
Really? Kaiba's whole... The reason I think he's such a great character is because he really thinks he is the coolest person on the face of the planet, and he is just the biggest dork.
It's very true.
He really is just a giant nerd who is, like, good at tech. And is making money off of it.
Okay, but, so we covered Yusei, we covered Jack. Oh, another character I find very hilarious, mainly in his character design, is the cop who has a personal vendetta against Yusei for whatever reason.
That cop, I think he and Yusei in the first 5 episodes dueled at least 3 times, like 3 separate times they had duels. I was like, why are they dueling each other again? Can we on something else? I'm pretty sure that his character design like looks really familiar to like something from the original series.
Oh, I love, okay, so he looks the best when he's wearing the helmet, because when he takes the helmet off, that hair and those eyebrows are atrocious.
It's pretty bad.
I know, and I think they did that on purpose.
Yeah. My least favorite character design has to be the scary clown child who works for the director. Oh, that was another Yu-Gi-Oh! Drinking game point was a character that is, you know, a clown for no reason. Because I don't know,
like,
what
Mr. Lazar. Yeah, his name's like Mr. Lazar or something, but I don't know why they do that.
They're just obsessed with clowns for some reason.
Well, he kind of looks like a cross between the character design for Soggy the Dark Clown from the original series, and also like that ghoul guy from the first series. It's like a weird cross between those two.
Yeah.
But also, I don't understand why he's a clown.
Because they just love clowns.
I do love that for, and I do find this is probably going to be very interesting for when we go back and watch GX, because I want to know, like, what the mythos or whatever for GX is, because I can't remember, other than like he could hear dual spirits, because
something like that.
Yeah, because for this one they decided to appropriate, you know, Navajo culture.
I love that in every series it's just like, what population of brown people can we exploit?
And I love that that's an actual plot point from like the it's an actual plot point for this series, because there's the dude in the tournament who you feel like is a throwaway character or whatever, but it's like, no, he's actually integral, because like he's talking about like, oh yeah, like my culture or like my tribe,
his village destroyed, I think,
yeah, and they were like part of like the original like foundation or whatever for those symbols or whatever that were all over, that were supposed to be all over or something. So, and I'm pretty sure that the dude who's orchestrating this has something to do with it. It was like the destruction of his village.
For sure. I mean, yeah, he's definitely like the evil. He's like a cult leader. This one is basically about cults, which is interesting. It's very much like every time they talk about like, oh, the Signers, or oh, the Dark Signers, or oh, blah, 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 the Order of the Crimson Dragon. I'm like, this is a cult. This is just about cults. Like,
so there was this one cult, and then there was this other cult, and then there was this other cult, and I'm just like, do you remember the Seal of Orichalcos cult from the original?
It basically is the Seal of Orichalcos, which was a filler plot, which is hilarious. But yeah, no, I really hope that guy from the tournament comes back. I think he's from Peru, right? They keep talking about Peru.
Was he from Peru? I just assumed that he was from like a Native American tribe.
They keep talking. I'm pretty sure they have mentioned Peru a few times, which would make sense. It's like not Native American, but Aztec.
Oh, true. Oh, yeah, because that's more. what That's what they were saying. It was Aztec. Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Aztec culture then. I don't know. It seems like a cross somewhere between, like, Navajo and Aztec culture. I'm very confused.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, they're not, I don't think they're being very precise.
In their appropriation. They're just like, yeah, I'm gonna take a little from here.
They're brown, okay? And they live in a village. And that's all you
need. That's all you need to know, sir.
I hope that they stab the director guy directly in the face. He's just been getting on my nerves the entire time, especially because every time he's in a scene and he's like, okay, I'm gonna tell you something important about the plot, and it's like, we already know this. We know about this. We know that there are five signers. We know that the blah blah dragon, blah blah blah. We know all this stuff. Like, he just keeps repeating himself. I feel like we've already been shown, like, they keep showing us the plot points, and then they'll just reiterate. They're like, okay, and here's the information. I'm like, yes, I understand that. I get that.
And he's evil, and he's getting closer to his plot. And I'm like, okay, and what, and that is, it is what? Come on now. Don't be
They're
shy.
Just, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be Yu-Gi-Oh if it wasn't, like, unnecessarily drawn out.
I mean, it's true. I mean, that's any kid's anime. They always stretch out the plot. Why do you think it took, like, fucking Ash, like, literally 27 years or whatever the fuck to win anything?
Yeah.
He's like, but I want to be a Pokemon master. I'm like, yo, dumb bitch ass keeps releasing Pokemon. And be like, I want to be a Pokemon master. You keep releasing your best Pokemon.
But because he's nice.
I know. He's like, I mean, they do live. What's really weird is we'd never touch on the fact that they live in a weird slavery society. But,
Well, again, it's like there were only one sport in the world, and that sport was capturing animals and making them fight for your amusement.
I mean, what are we saying? What are we saying? I think that's what I like about 5Ds is that they're kind of they immediately get you off with this whole classism thing, so you know exactly what they're going for. You're like, oh, okay. They're like, poor people, you stay on that island, and if you come over here, we're gonna send you to fucking jail. And
we're gonna send you to jail.
Yeah, like when
just for coming into our city, just for being here, literally for existing in this space, you go to jail.
I mean, did you pick up on that point when the kid was talking about when Yusei ended up where the twins were, and they were saying there used to be a fucking pool person or something? He had like one of those little marks on his cheek, and then their dad fired him.
Yeah. Well, the marks are, so you get the marks when you go to jail, right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was cool. I was like, oh, okay. I thought that was just like a cool character. Like, I thought they just had those marks on their faces, like, for character design. But they're actually from jail. but that's not, don't just go to jail for being from the satellite, right? I think it's just if you commit a crime.
Yeah, but what was Yusei's crime? I mean, he did kind of like, well, what was his crime? He like fucking got over there. He broke into the city.
Literally for coming into the city. That was it. That was it. That was they put him in jail for going there and being poor.
Do you have a house? No, jail.
Oh, the other thing I love is that Trash Island residents are not allowed to duel. They're not allowed to have duel runners. They are not allowed to have cars. Like, it's literally insane. Like,
for what reason? They never rationalize that reason other than they're from the satellite. They're like, you're poor, you can't
trash
come here.
People.
You can't come here. No.
Dueling is only for rich people. See, I feel like what has happened in this future way in the distant future is that the ideology and message of Kaiba as a CEO just got really warped. And so they're like, oh yeah, no, like, this is what Kaiba was preaching about, that only rich people have rights. And I feel like, yeah, he was a dick, but he didn't care. He just loved that he was rich and good at dueling.
And he didn't want poor people to touch him, hence Joey Wheeler.
Well, yeah.
What's really funny is, like, how quickly that whole thing came about, because the way they talk about that whole fucking nuclear reactor meltdown thing, it doesn't sound like that much time had passed, because it's like, Yusei's parents were in charge of it, his parents died, and he was sent off to an orphanage, so I'm like, it had to have been over the course of, like, his span of life, that's how long it had been from, like, the reactor meltdown to where we are now. So I'm like,
yeah,
how quickly they orchestrated that. They were like, all right, first off, first thing we've got to come together is those people on the island, stay over there.
We need those poor people to not be able to come over here somehow.
Well, there's no bridge. Good. We're not building one. They're stuck there. Anytime we have problems with people, we're shipping them out there.
Or we're putting them in one jail, which is just a giant, enormous, mega jail.
Yeah, how long do they stay there?
For whatever, it's arbitrary. Because they literally let out, like, again, if you're good at dueling, like, you'll let your friends out of jail. It's so funny. They were just like, they just released that spiky haired guy and the old guy. And Yusei was like, oh, hey guys, you're out of jail. And they were like, yeah, because you won that duel, remember?
Like, you won that duel. And they literally said, okay, well, as a part of that agreement, you can go out. Like, you can literally just make open agreements at any point. Like, it's very word as bond all over the place.
The legal system and the, like, I don't know, punishment system is a little bit arbitrary in the universe of Yu-Gi-Oh!
And you know what? Do we like that flip of the coin? Anything can happen. Literally anything can happen.
It's, you know, it's a society that runs on dueling. Well, I wonder also if, like, Domino City is just, like, a hotspot for dueling and, like, other places in the world have, like, normal economies and, like, political systems and, like, it's just that Domino City has become so saturated with dueling because of Kaiba.
That's an interesting question. I mean, but how would Duel Academy come into play?
What do you mean?
Well, Duel Academy has to get those kids from somewhere.
No, like, there are, of course, there's duelists from, like, around the world. Like, dueling is still, a thing that you can do professionally. But, like, it's kind of like how we have sports here in the real world. It's like...
Oh, you mean just in Domino City, it's very anything goes.
Yeah, because it's such a hotspot for dueling that it has become their, like...
Mecca.
Ruling, like, factor. Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
That's my theory. Because I'm like, it can't be that the entire world is like this.
I couldn't fathom an entire global economy like
this. I just, like, there's no way.
I mean, that's how you get away with war.
Yeah, and if Domino City is an island, then that would make even more sense because it just has all of its own resources. So they can just kind of do whatever they want. And if they have a director or dictator or whatever that guy is, who is like, well, dueling is it, guys, then yeah, great, dueling is it.
Yeah, but at the same time, they also have that whole plot line with building that reactor thing.
Yeah.
So they're trying to... Are they only building that reactor to power Domino City specifically?
So, I don't actually know what the reactor is because they said, when they were first talking about it, they were like, oh, the reactor feeds off of dueling energy. And then I just, like, tuned out because I was like, that's too much.
Right? Like, I don't understand what that means.
I'm like, what? Like, what energy? Like, from the holograms that come out of the dual disc? I don't, from, like, people's sweat? What are you talking about?
Well, I think what it is it's kind of like with the original series with, like, with the Shadow Games and how the creatures give off a certain energy or whatever. That's what it is they figured out how to harness that energy that they get from... When they duel and, like, the duel monsters
from
and shit.
Just from regular dueling, though?
Well, I guess what they're trying to... Well, I don't know. Because they're all holograms, so I don't understand what it is. I think it's, like, when they do it, they, like, initiate a contract that opens the door or something to the duel world. So even if they're not aware of it, they're still releasing a certain amount of energy.
Okay, I buy that. I buy that because it's literally just... It makes just as much sense as anything else in the universe. So...
I mean...
Yeah, I also forget that there is a whole, quote-unquote, world, like, another dimension that you go to and, like, all the duel monsters are real.
Yeah.
And they, like, really hit on that because the little girl... In this series, she goes there, right?
Yeah, the little girl who definitely died.
She definitely died.
They said she went into a coma, and it's like, no, she definitely had, like, a near-death experience.
I want to watch the original Japanese version of that, just that episode.
Yeah.
To see if they're like, yeah, she fully died.
That time I died.
But, yeah, like, there is an entire dimension, universe, world you can go to that's just like, oh, no, this is all real.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of like with, I mean, in the original series, they kind of touch on that, that there is a shadow realm and blah, 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 where all those creatures come from. Because that's what they say with the symbols.
Is it the shadow realm? Like, they don't call it the shadow.
Is that not what he called it when he was explaining, like, those symbol things in the very beginning?
No, Shadow Realm is just where you go to... The Shadow Realm was made up by four kids, so that they didn't have to say, we're gonna kill you.
Yeah, but where would they explain, like, where they locked some of... Like, in the original Japanese version, like, how would they explain it?
They,
like,
locked some of them?
Well, you know, like, where, like, Kaiba had the card... Or not Kaiba, Pegasus had the card of, like, Yugi's grandpa.
Oh, their souls were trapped inside of cards.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that was the Shadow Realm, because I'm, like, pretty sure the whole, like, the concept of the Shadow Realm is not a real thing. They just made it up so that, like, when Bakura is, like, battling anybody and he's like, I'm gonna murder you, they're like, I'm gonna send you to the Shadow Realm, woo!
Okay, but what doesn't make sense is that Bakura has literally gone to the Shadow Realm / died multiple times, and yet... Here he is.
He's a bad bitch.
Who can't be killed.
Nothing about Bakura's storyline makes sense at all. So, you know, it's okay. We accept it.
We roll with the punch. I feel like with this one, with the dragon thing, because I was wondering, I was just like, why did they choose the dragon? I mean, 5 Ds, 5 dragons, whatever. But like...
When I realized that 5 Ds stood for 5 dragons, I was so mad. I was like, okay, sure.
What a twist of fate. No, I'm really trying to figure out why they chose the dragon, and then they're like, because all I could think of is, I'm just like, well, when he was showing those, like, or when they were showing that weird montage of signs on, like, the ground and whatnot, I'm like, they're different animal or creatures or whatever, so are there other signers or whatever? And then they're like, oh, there's dark signers, and I'm like, okay, so are they the only other ones?
Well, wait, did you get to the part where they're dueling dark signers, where they're actually dueling them?
I got to the part where Crow and him are dueling that one friend who used to run with them, because there used to be 4 of them. There used to be 4 boyfriends. So
you may have not... Oh, yeah, their little gang of boyfriends. You may have not gotten to the part yet where they're, like... The Dark Signers basically have the equivalent of God cards in the series. So they, like, those little symbols, like, they're other animals. They, like, come to... They're, like, cards, and they come to life, and they can, like, actually destroy you. And it's very funny, because they animate it in, like, that 3D animation that they're doing in the series, and the one character has, like, a gecko, but it's, like, a giant gecko, and they're all, like, glowing, like, neon, like, Tron designs. Anyway, if you watch the next couple of episodes from where you are, you'll see what I'm talking about, but it's quite the time.
That sounds like with I've never seen all of Zexal, but I've seen, like, tiny bits. And with Zexal, mm-hmm. they have, like, there's supposed to be, like, 100 alien cards or something that he has to collect, or some bullshit like that. So I remember that sounds like something that may have carried forward into the next series.
Maybe.
Well, because I've noticed that they carry weird certain elements onto another series. They'll be like, oh, I like that one particular thing. I'm going to use that.
I think the reason it's the, like, 5 dragons, or, like, their original signers, is that because it's the order of the Crimson Dragon, right? And mm-hmm. it's like, those are the good guys. So,
oh yeah, also, you know, Aztec.
I just think they think dragons are cool. Like, I just think they just like dragons, and they're like, okay, so the good guys are dragons.
I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, that's their whole reasoning behind that. Because then all the dark signers have different animals. Or not even animals. They're all, like, weird, like, I don't know. You'll watch it. It's very bizarre. Like, the first time it happened, I was like, what is going on right now? Because they just become these, like, giant black amorphous blobs that kind of look like creatures. And then they have, like, neon on them. Anyway.
That's funny.
Before we get too much into the lore of it, what other characters did we not talk about?
I don't know. I feel like that's kind of it, because it's mainly about the 2 boyfriends. And yeah. Then, like, there's these tertiary characters.
It's interesting because, like, when it starts out, it's like, okay, this is all, it's going to all be about Yusei and Jack. But then they kind of, like, it's kind of not. Like, it's kind of about everybody.
Yeah.
Like, every character, I feel like, gets kind of equal, like, I mean, even the guy that was part of their gang, like, there's, like, a whole flashback, like, dedicated to him. And then the reporter girl, like, we spend, like, several episodes with her, like, focusing on her and what she's up to. And then Akiza gets an entire backstory, like, almost right away.
Yeah.
Like, even before Yusei and Jack, who you would argue are the two main characters, like, even before they really get their backstories fleshed out, like, we see everybody else's backstory happening multiple times.
It's true. I feel like they became a lot more aware of how they were going to introduce characters and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I just love the fact that Akiza's entire, like, the reason she's evil is because her dad worked too much. I'm like, okay. My dad answered his cell phone during a duel. I'm like, you seem like you're mega rich. Like, what's your problem?
She's just got regular daddy issues. And I'm like, girl, just go listen to Lana Del Rey and get over it.
Grow up.
Grow up. Buy a stripper pole. Like,
she literally, like, they literally lived in this, like, enormous mansion. And she was, like, mad that her dad was working all the time. I was like, well, of course. How else would you afford this mansion? They, like, sent you to Duel Academy, which I think is, like, pretty expensive.
Because I think his name was Jaden in the original series. Wasn't he there on, like, scholarship? Like, someone was there on scholarship.
Yeah, I think there were a few characters.
I think Jaden was there on a scholarship. That was, like, part of why he ended up as Cypher Red, because they're all like, no one, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're like the bottom of the barrel or some shit like that.
I just love, in general, Yu-Gi-Oh's, like, motif of, like, poor versus rich.
Oh, yeah. I think that's just a Japanese thing in general.
It's such a persistent motif.
Well, I won't even say Japanese thing, because that's what Parasite is about. So I would just say it's a universal concept, poor versus rich, that everyone can get down with.
It definitely is. But, you know, I just love that Yu-Gi-Oh! In particular has decided it's their, it's their motif.
Yeah, we do love that. Like,
you know that you are kids' anime, right?
Exactly. Well, they're just trying to instill it in kids early. It's just like, hey, you really need to get this whole classism thing, like, figured out. Maybe if we keep telling you the ways that we have messed it up, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of it as far as characters go. Because I don't want to get into all of the little side characters.
Yeah, I like the side characters, I think, for the most part. I think there's, like, a good cast of, like, there's a good variety of them. And I think probably it actually works that we're jumping around a lot to everybody's storyline, because then you don't really get too bored with anyone in particular.
Yeah.
I'm not like particularly attached to anyone yet, or maybe I'm just not in general. You know, they don't have very good villains, I feel like the villains are pretty lame, a staple of the original.
Oh, you mean for this series, the villains in this one?
I'm not a fan. And, like, everybody's very obvious. Like, the guy that Akiza is, like, hanging out with, like, the swoopy hair, who's like, I'm your only friend, and I'm gathering all these psychics together to rule the world or whatever. And I'm just like, you're obviously very evil.
Yeah.
And then when it's revealed to her that he was using her, she's, like, shocked. And I'm like, are you that dumb? Like,
you dumb? She really does kind of feel stupid.
I really don't like what they're doing with her character, because when she first showed up, I thought she was a very cool character. And I was like, oh, cool, maybe the female lead will be actually a very, like, I can get behind her. But then her backstory was dumb. She just seems like she's very, like, she meets Yusei for 2 seconds and he's like, hey, like, maybe we can be friends. And she's like, oh my god, you're the only person in the whole world who's ever told me we could be friends. And I'm just like, okay. Like, she just seems like she just...
Well, maybe if you weren't such a bitch. Literally.
But, like, they should have just made her a bitch. Like,
I mean, I would have been okay with that. That was kind of Maya's thing, and that was fine. Where she was just like, we're friends, and, like, all right, well, I need to go do my own thing, so bye. I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Maya's the best. She literally shows up, is a bitch, flirts with Joey, and then leaves. And that's valid. And, you know,
in this one, she's just a psychic and she hits people with her psychic powers and is surprised when people don't like her.
Yes. And the thing is, like, her powers and her whole like story of her powers is actually very cool. I'm like, yeah, you've developed psychic abilities and you can make these like cards become real and you can like do all these like cool telekinetic things and da 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 da. And instead, you're just like really upset about it. I'm like, why?
Well, do you know what I'm really wondering is, will these psychics come into heavy play later on in this series? Because I'm assuming once we get to what Hulu deems as season two, they may bring that up.
Oh, like, are we going to see more of that whole cult? First of all, that's another cult.
There are multiple cults.
The psychic cult. Yeah, that would be cool if we saw more of the psychics.
They should have called this Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Cs, 5 cults.
I really thought 5Ds like had to do with like the speed of their bikes or something.
Right? I mean, you've got to rev it up.
And then it was just about dragons. And I was so bad. I was like, well, then why are they on motorbikes? They really are just on motorcycles for no reason. They really just, it's just to be cool. Like,
it literally is just, true.
It's just to add another element to the game.
I want to know who came up with it. Was it Kaiba?
Oh, you know what I was thinking? I was like, it would be cool if we saw, like, Ancestors of Kaiba. Because obviously, like, Kaiba Corp is still, like, a huge deal. Like, why are we not seeing all of the like successors of Kaiba?
Mokuba the Third. No, I think, do you know who I think may have come up with the fucking 5Ds thing? I think it may have been Cyrus from the second series, because he was the one who used fucking junk monsters and fucking machine monsters and shit. And the whole 5Ds thing kind of centers around like machines and shit like that. So I would not be surprised if he somehow was centered around. Yeah. Didn't he have a brother too?
Yeah, his brother. I would agree with that, but I don't think he's cool enough to just be like motorcycles.
Well, he doesn't have to be cool. He could have just been that old guy who was just like motorcycles, and everyone was like, yeah, right. And then they ironically caught on.
Everybody started doing it as a joke first, and then they were like, actually, this is really cool.
Exactly. I would buy that.
No, I mean, like, he, like, his whole character, well, although, you know, I guess he, like, he has a character, he has growth, but, like, his whole character is that he's, like, too scared to even, like, play a duel. Like, he, like, doesn't think he's good enough because his brother is, like, amazing. But yeah, I would believe that family went on to do, I'm pretty sure they, like, referenced, there was, like, oh, you know who we didn't talk about is the, like, Indiana Jones hacker guy who,
oh yeah, Blister. I love him.
Blister. I know, I love him too. He just kind of shows up and is very cool. And he also has a tortured ex-boyfriend story, which I was like very I was like, oh, so this is just the theme of this series. He's like, yeah, we used to be best friends, but then stuff happened. Like, okay. yeah, I like him, but there was definitely somebody at some point referenced some names from GX, and they definitely said Truesdale, because I made note of it, which is Cyrus's last name, Cyrus and his brother's last name.
Yeah, see, I think he had something to do with it.
They were just good duelists, but yeah, I'd buy that theory that family went on to do stuff. They had a very like Kaiba dynamic, like the Kaiba brothers, except for that they like didn't hang out with each other ever.
Well, did Kaiba actually hang out with Mokuba, or was Mokuba just always there and then was basically his secretary?
He was basically his assistant, but he did care about him. They like showed that multiple.
Oh yeah, I mean, they were always together, like, because I mean, that's how they always were, which is fine. I'm just like, are they hanging out, or are they doing what Kaiba's doing?
Well, I feel like that's how it is when you're a younger brother and you look up to your older brother. You're like, well, we're just doing whatever you're doing now.
What are we doing? Yep. Well,
I'm doing his chores, but we're definitely friends.
Yeah, well, I feel like we haven't gotten that. I'm not going to say we haven't gotten that far into the show yet, but we really haven't gotten that far into the plot of what the series is. It's just been
I feel like it's been a lot of character establishment. Mm-hmm. I kind of hope at this point they slow down with the character introductions, because I'm like, that's enough new characters. Like, I would like to develop up the ones that we've already seen, maybe, but you know, it's Yu-Gi-Oh, so probably there's gonna be 50 more people.
Exactly.
By the time we get to season 5, so...
Because we are technically in season 2 now, so that's why. It's because we've gone directly from season 1 to 2, so it feels like nonstop character introduction.
Yeah, and the thing is, the way I feel about it is, like, I didn't want to watch this, but then I did watch it, and I was like, okay, like, it's, you know, entertaining, and I'm into it. And now I feel like I don't want to go back and watch more, but, like, I probably will, and probably will get into it again. But then I'm gonna watch, I do want to rewatch GX. I do want to do that, and I want your thoughts
on GX. Well, yeah, because yeah. I never got to the part where Jaden apparently goes crazy.
Yeah, it just reaches a certain point and it goes it takes like a deep nosedive. Very odd. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Because GX is a whole other... It's very different in tone from 5Ds. But yeah, I think overall, I did enjoy it. I think, you know, I just like the world of Yu-Gi-Oh! And that's just something that I like. And probably if I watched the other kooky series, which I know nothing about, except for one, maybe as aliens, then I'd probably enjoy those too. I'd probably somehow enjoy them.
Yeah, I'm most curious about Arc V because I know the least about that one. The ones I know the least about, I'm always the most curious about.
Is Zexal the alien one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one kind of, I'm a little leery of watching that one just because, like, the character design of the alien weirds me out.
Yeah. It kind of looks like, from what I remember, it looks like that one Pokemon that was also an alien that had the movie. There's a movie and it's green.
Ooh.
Maybe. Hold on.
I'm like, could be anyone. Could be any of them.
No, it was like one of the ones where I was like, oh, this was the first Pokemon. This guy.
Oh, Celebi? He wasn't the first Pokemon. He's like a fucking wish Pokemon or something.
Oh, I thought he was one of the, he was like, they were like, oh, this was the, he's an alien and he brought the Pokemon species. No, he wasn't the first Pokemon. He like brought the Pokemon species to the planet.
The first Pokemon was Arceus. Girl, the whole Pokemon lore, so much of it does not make sense. It's because they retroactively started building it. So,
yeah, exactly. So they just kept adding on. They were like, no, this was the first Pokemon. No, this was the first Pokemon.
Right, because Mew was supposed to be the first Pokemon?
Mew is the first.
I believe, right? Mew is supposed to be the very first Pokemon. Or at least,
but,
like...
Wait, this the guy you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, this is coming across really well in audio format.
I mean, I'm sure.
What was I gonna say? Wait. What were we talking about? Zexal?
Yeah.
Yeah, the alien reminds me of that Pokemon.
Oh, Celebi. Well, Celebi is an onion fairy Pokemon.
Well, this guy looks like an onion, so... Track. Look, he really is freaky. I don't like him.
I told you, it's very weird looking, and I don't like it.
And so skinny, but so muscular.
It's uncomfortable, exactly.
Oh my god, I don't like that.
And that little fucker floats around with the main character the entire time, basically.
I don't want to watch this.
See, that's why I'm like, if we do watch the other ones, we can skip over that one for a minute and maybe do that one last.
Yeah, maybe we can. We'll get to that eventually. Arc V is the one where his hair looks like what your hair looks like right now.
Yeah, the one where I said they all kind of have cool hair.
Yeah, do they? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and more dragons, it looks like.
Oh, great.
So, hooray for that, everyone.
Dragons are cool. What happened to Dark Magicians?
Love Dark Magician. He was the OG.
And Dark Magician Girl.
Yeah, Arc V looks, you know, looks like a show.
I can't wait to skip Zexal and then not understand how Arc V intermingles with the other series.
Fits in. Yeah.
I mean, it's not like we understand it all now, but...
Well, it's just funny because I feel like they just kind of stopped caring. Like, they were like, okay, like, GX is going to take place, like, 10 years after Duel Monsters, and we're going to establish, like, a new setting within the world that you already know. And then 5Ds was just like, this is, like, maybe 100 years in the future. And then everything else is just like, this is, like, sometime after that. Who cares?
They just keep doing random time skips. Because I think Zexal may have, like, I think the other series do maybe take place at a place... Either it's Domino City or someplace like Domino City.
Again, like, I would just like to see other parts. It would be cool if the other series took us to other parts of the world and we saw how dueling was there. Because, again, I have a theory that Domino City is just, like, insanely saturated with dueling.
I mean, you have a valid point there.
That's why they're all crazy. That's why the cops duel you.
Yeah, where's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series that takes place in the mental asylum? And you have to duel to get out.
No spoilers, but I think it's like the later half of GX. Like, sort of, in a way.
Love that. I love that for her. Okay, so what are we going to do next time? Are we going to do reality shows? Netflix reality?
Yeah, I guess.
We have to diversify our portfolio.
Yeah, we'll decide. I like to, yeah. I would say I don't want to watch stuff.
But then you do it anyway.
I'm always so, like, every time we bring up a new topic, I'm like, I don't want to do. Yeah, I just feel like everybody has been talking about them so much recently that I'm like, okay, I guess I should, like, check them out. I'm not a reality show television. I'm not a reality show person, but we'll see. It'll probably be good, some good garbage.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy myself. I like to delve. Mostly when it comes to reality TV, it's just either Top Model or Drag Race. And since Top Model at this point is kind of like nothing like what it used to be, it's yeah. just all Drag Race for me. And luckily, yeah, well, I get no, fed
I do
very
love,
often.
I do love Drag Race. I do love Drag Race. And I love Project Runway. It's like one of my favorite shows.
Well, buckle up, because Drag Race is going to be on for the next like 8 months.
Why?
Well, there's the rest of this season, and then there's an All-Star season that's starting in June.
Oh, right. Weren't they going to do a live finale to this season, though, that they can't do anymore?
Girl, I don't know what they're going to do with that.
I thought somebody told me that.
Yeah, I mean, like, they that's usually what they do for their grand finale, but
right, yeah.
Who knows when they're going to film it, because usually they film it not, like, around now, but sometime around, like, the end of April.
Yeah, I'm like, can't be doing that now.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I can't wait to talk about that, because I have watched a lot of those reality shows just because, I mean, got nothing but free time these days.
Strange times we're living in.
All right. Well, as always, thanks for listening, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.